Welcome to the Soulful Podcast. I am your host, Megan Harmony, a champion at overcoming the tough stuff and enjoying life while rising above it. Soulful living means getting to a place of ease and comfort, no matter what's happening around you. It is waking up excited about what adventures you will go on. It's connecting to the power within you as your source of strength, grace, and security. It's being uncomfortable during growth spurts and leaning into the stretch. Each week, I will share with you about my journey and the experiences I have had. I'll offer you hope and inspiration that it is possible to live a full life, even when the you-know-what is hitting the fan. I believe that love is a language we can all understand, and I want to inspire you to trust and believe in yourself. Your soul is hungry for more. Lean in to get soul full. Hey, 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 party people. I had a whole show planned for you guys today about open-mindedness and willingness, but I've decided to put that aside for another week and share more about who I am and why you should listen to me. I figured I've been doing this podcast for a couple of weeks now, and some of you have probably never even met me before and don't know who the heck I am or why I'm doing this. So, to give you guys a little bit of a backstory, as I said in previous episodes, I'm a recovered alcoholic addict. I'm a person with autism. I'm a person with juvenile diabetes, type 1, for those that don't know. And I'm also a human being. At the end of the day, that's what connects us all. Why on earth should you listen to me? Why did I start doing this stuff? Well, throughout the course of my years in life, I've had a lot of experiences. I used to think, oh, well, everybody goes through things, or everybody's got a story that would break your heart. And I just get through the circumstance through applying the tools that I'm going to share with you guys over the weeks as time passes that I utilized to get through really difficult life stuff. But I honestly thought, everybody goes through things, I'm nothing special. I've come to understand through coaching from my mentors, as well as just really getting to know myself, that statistically, if we look at the stats, I should be dead. I have faced so many different circumstances in life that place me at a higher rate of taking my own life or dying as a result of my circumstances. And that's not normal. Not everyone goes through that. And I'm not going to give you guys the long laundry list of the things I've been through. Over the weeks, and maybe even in this episode, as I share, some of those things will come out. But that doesn't really matter. Those circumstances are just circumstances. But the thing is, I've been through some things that normal people, or I don't even know if there's such a thing as normal people, but everyday people don't experience one of these things in their lifetime. And here I am just knocking them out of the park one after another. Oh, new life circumstance hits. Okay. So I've come to realize I'm very resilient. And through the course of these things, I've picked up a lot of tools and ways to grow through them and ways to get through them that I want to share with each of you. Because at the end of the day, there are going to be people that face things like a loved one taking their life by suicide and blaming themselves. That's one of the things I went through. When I was 18, my stepfather took his own life. And because of that, I was the last one to see him alive. And I blamed myself for a very long time. Now, I also want to premise this by saying, no matter what you're going through, there is always help. There's counseling, there's doctors for if you're facing mental health difficulties, you may need to be put on medication. So I'm not saying substitute conventional methods with the things I'm going to share with you guys. I always say on top of, not instead of. So why I share that is with regards to my stepfather, I did have to seek some counseling and I had to do trauma work. And there was a lot of things I had to do to get to a place of being okay with the circumstances. I also share that piece of my history with you because it catapulted my addictions. I would have been an addict and an alcoholic whether that had happened or not, but I definitely dove deeper into the substances as a way to cope at that time. And that wasn't healthy for me. It seemed like the best option at the time. But who am I? Who is Megan Harmony? What is she all about? Well, as I said, throughout my life, I've overcome a lot. So I'm strong. I'm capable. And I'm worthy of an epic life. And so are you. There are so many things I could tell you about myself. I'm a mother. I'm a pet owner. I have a dog, a cat, and a rabbit. Mainly my daughter's pets, but I do a lot of the care for them. I could tell you that by trade, I'm an RPN. I could tell you that I play piano. I can tell you all sorts of things about myself, but none of those things are who I am at my core. They're not the soul of my being. They're roles I play in the world and things I do to occupy time and keep myself in a state of joy. But who am I? What am I? What am I here for? What's this life for? And as I ask these questions, I want you to consider these things for yourself. It took me years upon years of trying to figure out who am I. And I'm still figuring it out as I go. But at the end of the day, I am love. I am wonderment. I am excitement. I'm that person that sees the good in even the worst of people. And when you're struggling to see your good qualities and to see the wonderful person that you are, I'm the person that can pull that forward in you. Sometimes with a swift kick in the butt, because that can be needed at times, and other times with gentle reminders. It all depends on the circumstances. One thing about me that I know to be true is throughout my life, random strangers at the bus stop, people that have been my friends for years, they come to me and they share their deepest, darkest secrets. I seem to be this safe place for people to land, where they can share whatever is on their mind without fear of judgment, without concern that it's going to go anywhere, because I'm really big on confidentiality. And this has placed me in this wonderful position to be able to serve people in a way that not everyone can. I open the space and create the vessel for you to drop your deepest, darkest stuff and leave it. You don't have to carry it anymore. I'm not saying I'm God, because I am not. So please take these things to your higher power as well. But what I am is somebody you can trust, somebody you can rely on. And I see the potential in people that they just can't seem to see in themselves. Another thing I seem to be able to do for people is give them a swift dose of reality when they need it. Honesty. A little bit too much sometimes. But people always return to me when they need to return to their soul. I've had friends I haven't spoken to in 15 years give me a call out of the blue because they need to return to who they are. And they just need to talk to Megs. Why does any of this matter? Because at the end of the day, you need me in your corner. I know that with my help, lives are changing. People are getting excited about the life they live. They're connecting to the divine within them because I am a soul coach. I love lighting people up about the life that lies ahead of them. One thing about me, in all of those circumstances I've faced, is the fact that I had two things that always drove the bus for me. One, I always believed that there was a better future ahead. Always. That my present circumstances were not my reality, that had to be that way forever. I always had hope for a future. Sorry for the noise in the background, guys. That's my dog taking a drink. The second thing that always carried me was that I believed, backed by the power of God, I had the ability and the power to get to that better future ahead. All I had to do was take the action steps, whatever those might be. And sometimes I had to figure it out and I had to maneuver my way around. Today I have a set of actions that I take whenever things seem a little difficult. And life gets better almost instantly. And the beautiful thing about it is, life doesn't even always change. The circumstances externally might remain the same, but I'm in a better mindset about it, and therefore it gets better. I would love for you guys to experience your best life. I know that an amazing life awaits you. All you have to do is believe that. And I know it might seem really hard. I'm probably talking to people right now, some of you, that are in really, really crappy circumstances that just seem too difficult to bear. I've been there. You know, feet up on the top of the couch, lying down with my head at the foot of the couch, bawling my eyes out. How did I get here? I would ask myself, how did I get here? But I didn't let myself stay there. I refused to accept that that was the end of my journey and that that was all that was left of my life. And today, my life is incredible. I get to wake up every morning, say my prayers, say my meditation, connect to my higher power all throughout my day, spend time with my beautiful daughter and help her with her struggles. Because yes, she has some too. I'm raising a child with special needs. And it's a beautiful experience. And the thing is, at the end of the day, I can put my head on my pillow and I don't feel ashamed of the things I've done. I don't feel guilt or remorse, and I don't feel regret anymore. I know that everything that's happened throughout my life has led me to a place to be able to share with you that I can stand here with full confidence and know that absolutely whatever you are going through, it is possible to get through it and stay sober if that's your way of living. And if it's not, that you can get through it and you will be okay. And that there is light at the end of the tunnel. I can say that because I have lived it time and time and time again. And I know with all surety that an epic life awaits you. I get to go on adventures with my daughter. It's summertime. We're going to the beach. We're planning to go to an amusement park. We're going camping. There was a time I didn't do any of that stuff because I was so caught in the muck and mire of the disaster I had created of my life, and I didn't want to try. But I refuse to live that way today. Life is meant to be enjoyed. And I believe in you, in your power to rise up and face whatever comes next. And I also know that your higher power wants only good things for you. You've just got to step into all that is in your being. Step into your light. Step into your greatness. Be all that you can be. Be loud, be boisterous, be too much, be you, whatever you is. And you is not your job. You is not your roles in your family. You is an epic, gorgeous, magnificent creation meant to smile at other people, meant to spread love everywhere you go. Love is a language we can all understand. And if we truly step into that, imagine how the world will change. But it starts with loving yourself. How my journey started with all of this is I spent time looking in myself in the eyes every day in the mirror and saying, you are beautiful. You are worth it. You deserve an epic life. And I love you. And I know I've told you guys this before, but you need to do that if you are feeling not worthy, like you're a bother, like there's no point to you even being here. There is a point. You are here and you are needed. Your light is going to change the world. I believe that. So that's a little bit about me. I am a champion at overcoming. And I want to help you do the same. So please reach out to me on my Instagram or my Facebook. And let's stay connected moving forward. Have an incredible day, guys. And remember, I'm here for you. If you need a boost, if you need a friend, if you need encouragement, and if you can't see your worth, I do. Enrollment is currently open for my Soulful program. For all the details, go to my Instagram profile, go to the link in my bio, and you can get all the information there. It's going to be epic, and you don't want to miss it. Enrollment closes on August 7th, so check it out. Until we meet again, lean in to get soulful. Thank you for meeting me soul to soul today on the Soulful podcast. If this episode connected with you and you feel called to, please share it with your friends and family so they can feel the love as well. Also, don't forget to hit subscribe on your podcast player so you get notified when new episodes drop. Please leave a rating and comment so I know what's touching your soul the most and can bring you more of what you long for. If you have suggestions for topics or would like me to speak at your event, please connect with me at soulfullsobriety@gmail.com. Thank you for your love and support in helping me connect with more souls to remind them they are divine, capable, and loved. You're the best. Go out looking at the world through the lens of love.